What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, we'll be flirting with the century mark for the next couple of days here across North Texas, but I think we'll underachieve by a couple of degrees. However, there is more to consider as shower and thunderstorm activity will be increasing as we work our way into the middle of this week. An August cold front? Yep. Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a terrific weekend. Afternoon highs reached the mid-90s both Saturday and Sunday. Not too bad for this time of the year. Average high is still sitting at 96 degrees, and we'll drop to 95 degrees this weekend and 94 by the end of the month. Today's forecast includes partly cloudy conditions with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index values will approach 105, especially in areas east of Dallas. Heat advisory in place for much of the area today. If you're fortunate, you may see a late-day shower storm in your backyard. Good luck. Things will start to change slowly on Tuesday and especially Wednesday as the weak front sags into the area. Believe it or not, scattered showers and storms will break out on Tuesday afternoon and evening. Coverage at about 30%. Highs will reach the upper 90s. Some areas may kiss that 100-degree mark as compressional heating takes over ahead of the cold front. This front will stall somewhere just south of DFW late Wednesday and Thursday, producing showers and storms across the area. Coverage on Wednesday will be at about 50%, 40% on Thursday, mainly south of Interstate 20. Highs will reach the low to mid-90s, depending on cloud cover. You'll cool rapidly if you see rain in your area. Again, good luck. The front will start to dissolve on Thursday and Friday, but will still be the focal point for some isolated showers and storms. Again, highs will reach the low to mid-90s on Thursday, mid-90s on Friday. And right now, we're going to keep the weekend mainly dry with a very slight chance of a late-day shower storm. Most stay dry, highs reaching the mid-90s. Believe it or not, another cold front will sag into the area, it looks like, in about a week, keeping shower and thunderstorm chances in our forecasts and temperatures right at or slightly below average for this time of the year. Stay tuned for updates on next week's forecast coming up by the end of the week. Have a terrific day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.